But let's look at section 3, which is about the bodhicitta and the vow of a bodhisattva. So I'll read it to you. We're doing a lot of reading of the sutra, that's a good thing. So the Lord said, "Here, Subhuti, someone who has set out in the vehicle of a bodhisattva should produce a thought in this manner. As many beings as there are in the universe of beings, comprehended under the term beings, egg-born, born from a womb, moisture-born, or miraculously born, with or without form, with perception, without perception, and with neither perception nor non-perception, as far as any conceivable form of beings is conceived, all these I must lead to nirvana, into that realm of nirvana which leaves nothing behind. And yet, although innumerable beings have thus been led to nirvana, no being at all has been led to nirvana. And why? If in a bodhisattva the notion of a being should take place, he could not be called a bodhi being. And why? He is not to be called a bodhi being in whom the notion of a self or of a being should take place, or the notion of a living soul or of a person." So let's have a look at this. So first of all, the Buddha says, someone who set out in the bodhisattva vehicle, the bodhisattva path, should produce a thought. Produce a thought. The phrase is cittottapada. This is a highly abbreviated description of a profound spiritual experience. I think I've said before that the Diamond Sutra is really compact. It's almost like a telegraph, a telegram. You don't have them anymore. A text, I suppose. Highly condensed language. So it's a highly abbreviated description of a profound spiritual experience. Produce a thought. Cittottapada. And cittottapada, arising of the mind, arising of the heart, you could translate it as, stands for bodhicittottapada, the arising of the bodhicitta. Bodhicitta is often translated as thought of enlightenment, but that's terribly weak, and producing a thought is far too weak for what's being described. Bodhicitta is, bodhicittottapada is the arising of the heart and mind intent on enlightenment for all beings. Sangharakshita translates it as the will to enlightenment. It's the urge to enlightenment. It's the powerful volition towards gaining enlightenment for all. It's a powerful force that has arisen in you so that you live and act in a particular way. You commit yourself to a particular path in life. And you could see that your whole life as the continual unfoldment of bodhicitta. A bodhisattva's life is the continual unfoldment of bodhicitta and establishment of bodhicitta in his life, the mind of wisdom and compassion, just growing fuller and fuller and pervading his life more and more continuously. So that's what we're talking about here. The producing the thought is the arising of bodhicitta. And the Buddha goes on to describe the bodhicitta in the form of the fundamental bodhisattva vow. In classic Mahayana literature, there's the arising of the bodhicitta, this great urge to gain enlightenment for all beings, coming out of a kind of insight into the nature of things. And out of that, the bodhisattva makes a great vow. And the vow is vast. As many beings as there are in the universe of beings.